Leadership isn't about grand gestures or complex frameworks. It's about small, intentional actions that create extraordinary impact. The most effective leaders understand that seemingly minor interventions can dramatically transform organizational culture and performance. When you express genuine gratitude, connect employees with the beneficiaries of their work, or foster high-quality interactions, you're not just being nice, you're engaging in evidence-based practices that improve everything from innovation to retention. What makes these approaches so powerful is their accessibility. They don't require massive resources or restructuring, yet they yield measurable results across industries. The most successful organizations have discovered that positive leadership isn't a feel-good philosophy, but a practical strategy that creates resilient, adaptive teams capable of thriving amid constant change. Have you ever left a brief interaction feeling energized, valued, and more confident? That's the power of a high-quality connection, HQC. These micro moments form instantly during hallway conversations or meetings, yet their impact reverberates throughout organizations. Research shows teams with strong HQCs demonstrate 150% higher engagement, 35% better cross-functional coordination, and lower turnover rates. These connections also improve physical health markers and enhance cognitive performance, boosting creative problem-solving by up to 40%. Creating these vital connections happens through four pathways: respectful engagement, being genuinely present with eye contact and mindful listening, task enabling, actively helping others succeed, building trust, showing vulnerability and avoiding micromanagement, and incorporating play to generate positive emotions. An organization's social fabric is built one interaction at a time. At Michigan Medicine, nursing units implementing HQC practices saw 30% fewer medical errors and higher patient satisfaction, proving that investing in connections delivers measurable outcomes while creating more resilient organizations. Why do some people find deep meaning in their work while others see it as just a paycheck? The difference often lies in whether they can see their impact. Rather than delivering inspiring speeches, outsource inspiration by connecting employees directly with beneficiaries. The results are powerful. Call center employees who spent just 5 minutes meeting scholarship students increased weekly revenue by 171%. Radiologists who saw patient photos with x-rays wrote 29% longer reports with 46% greater accuracy. This approach works across industries. John Deere brings farmers to manufacturing facilities so workers can hear how their tractors enable food production. Medtronic hosts events where patients share how medical devices saved their lives, creating emotional connections between employees and their purpose. Despite its effectiveness, few leaders demonstrate how their organization's work benefits others. Barriers include time constraints, geographical distance, and assumptions that employees already understand their impact. Organizations that overcome these obstacles see transformative results. Wells Fargo turned a struggling loan product into a growth driver by creating videos showing how their services helped real customers achieve life milestones, helping employees understand the human impact of their work. What distinguishes employees who merely survive from those who truly thrive? Thriving combines vitality, that spark of energy and passion, with continuous learning and development. People who thrive experience less burnout, better health, greater satisfaction, and higher performance. They take initiative, persist through challenges, and demonstrate more innovative behavior. You can enhance your own thriving through four strategies. Craft work that aligns with your values and strengths to create meaning as a renewable energy source. Seek opportunities to innovate and gain knowledge. Invest in energizing relationships. Research shows de-energizing interactions have 4 times the negative impact of positive ones. And manage physical energy through exercise, nutrition, and sleep. Organizations can foster thriving with minimal investment. Sharing information connects employees' work to the mission, building feelings of competence. Providing decision-making discretion fuels autonomy and growth, as demonstrated by Alaska Airlines Empowerment Toolkit, developed after leadership shared company strategy. Minimizing incivility prevents energy depletion that inhibits learning, while offering frequent two-way feedback creates learning opportunities that build competence and vitality. How we answer, "Who am I?" and "Who are we?" unlocks valuable psychological and social resources. The GIVE model outlines four positive identity responses: growing, becoming more like one's desired self; integrated, connecting different identity parts compatibly; virtuous, possessing qualities like courage and integrity; and esteemed, feeling worthy of positive regard. People with positive identities cope better with threats, build diverse relationships, and solve problems more creatively. Leaders can strengthen positive identities through several approaches: using positive identity labels, like servant leader, employing tools such as the Values in Action inventory to identify character strengths, creating developmental agendas that connect past, present, and future, and using the Reflected Best Self Exercise TM to reveal unique strengths through feedback. Developing people resembles mining for gold, searching for value, not dirt. The more positive characteristics you seek in yourself and others, the more you'll find, naturally bringing out the best in those around you. Job crafting involves reshaping your work to match your strengths, passions, and values without changing positions. It includes physical and cognitive changes to task or relational boundaries, from small daily adjustments to significant role evolutions. Research shows job crafters report up to 30% higher satisfaction and 20% better performance ratings. Four key strategies enable effective job crafting. First, optimize your current job by analyzing time allocation and aligning tasks with your values and strengths. Second, revision your relational landscape by identifying energy-giving interactions. Third, queue tasks strategically. Tackle creative work during peak energy hours and routine tasks during lower energy periods. Fourth, pursue aspirational job crafting by volunteering for new projects or developing emerging skills. Leaders can facilitate job crafting by communicating strategic goals, discussing employee aspirations, and creating job crafting swap meets for task exchanges. Burt's Bees exemplifies this approach by supporting Andy, a maintenance technician passionate about process improvements, in conducting efficiency experiments typically reserved for engineers. His innovations reduced equipment downtime by 15%. Organizations with strong job crafting cultures experience up to 25% lower turnover and 40% higher engagement scores. Virtuous organizations help members thrive through universally valued attributes like forgiveness, gratitude, honesty, and compassion. They prioritize appreciation, collaboration, and meaningful relationships built on trust. Research confirms virtuousness correlates with financial success. Improved virtuousness leads to better productivity, quality, innovation, and customer loyalty. Three practices foster organizational virtuousness: expressing gratitude, enabling forgiveness, and facilitating transcendence. Gratitude dramatically affects health, relationships, and performance. Forgiveness helps when leaders reframe setbacks as opportunities. Transcendence, experiencing positive deviance and profound purpose, can be cultivated through Everest goals that represent the peak of what people can imagine. Hope complements virtuousness as a belief that people and situations can improve. Leaders build hope by imagining desired futures, anticipating obstacles, and providing reminders of existing hope. Effective strategies include acting as if the future is achievable, quickly addressing hope downfalls, and creating opportunities for hope to flow between people. Organizations like Free the Children demonstrate these principles, growing from small acts into movements where hope flows among millions. By cultivating virtuousness and hope, positive leaders create environments where people perform better and find deeper meaning in their work.